This is Down Too Long in the Midnight Sea, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Gloria Spoon and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson. With additional tags for alternate universe, everyone lives, nobody dies. Major character injury. Post-canon. Pre-relationship. Hurt comfort. Author's notes. Originally posted on Tumblr. It takes him a long time to surface. For what feels like an endless eon, he drifts alone in icy darkness. Drowning. He feels like he's drowning. He remembers the taste of blood on his tongue, and he remembers that he's so cold. He remembers that he was afraid, or is afraid, but he doesn't remember why. Warm fingers slip into his hand, a shocking contrast to the chill flooding his body. There are voices overhead, but they belong to the world of the surface, whatever lies above the icy depths where he's currently drowning. He can feel the warmth of that hand, though. He clings to it as he slips back down. There's pain. There's so much pain, and his body aches, and his lungs ache, and he can't breathe. He can't breathe! Voices above him, loud, a high, thin, mechanical wail. There are no warm fingers touching him now, only metal and cold, sharp pain, like teeth. He reaches out, twisting, grasping in the darkness, clawing desperately for that remembered warmth. Eddie, hey, you gotta stop, someone says, and he knows that voice, he does, but before he can attach a name to it, he's sinking again, drowning, gone. Warmth. Not just in his fingers this time, although he can feel that someone is holding his hand. A thumb slides absently back and forth across the back of his knuckles. A slow, repetitive movement that Eddie holds onto as he rises up through the layers of dark water toward that warmth and light. It's light where he is. He can tell that now, even with his eyes closed. He has eyes. He has a body, and it's lying on something soft, and there's a blanket pulled over him. He hurts everywhere, but the pain feels distant right now, muffled somehow, like his brain has been wrapped in cotton batting to protect against sharp edges. He must have me on the good shit, he thinks. And it's the first coherent thought that he can remember having. Hospital. He's in the hospital. He must be. The last thing he remembers is lying in the cold dirt of the Upside Down while Dustin Henderson held him and cried. In that dark, blank space after he lost consciousness, someone must have gotten him out. He's alive. Against all expectations, he's alive. His eyes feel like they're glued shut, but he blinks twice, wincing, and they finally open. There's a blurry hospital room, filled with diffuse light from a curtained window somewhere to the left. Somewhere beyond the other wall, he can hear footsteps, voices. Closer by is a monitor, an IV pole with a bag of clear fluid feeding down into a needle taped to his arm. He slides his tongue against his teeth. His mouth tastes metallic and foul. Then, slowly and painfully, He rolls his head toward the person sitting next to his bed and holding his hand. He was expecting Wayne, but instead it's Steve Harrington slumped in a shitty hospital chair, elbow resting on the edge of the mattress, fingers loosely tangled with Eddie's. He's looking down at a book braced on his knee, lips moving like he's reading silently, so Eddie has a moment to stare at him unobserved. He is in clean clothes, his hair styled, his bruises fading to an ugly yellowish green. He looks... well, he looks good. Even after he got dragged through hell backwards and almost eaten alive, he still looked upsettingly good. But Eddie has no fucking clue what he's doing here. Out of people he'd reasonably expect to find languishing at his bedside, Harrington is so far down the list that Eddie wouldn't even think to include his name. Steve lifts his head. He takes a second, but Eddie watches the realization dawn on his face, the near comical expression of shock. He straightens up, the book tumbling forgotten to the floor. Hey! Oh, shit, okay, you're actually awake this time, right? Evidently, Eddie rasps. He licks his lips.
What happened? Wayne?
Yeah, we made him go home and get some sleep. He's been here for like 3 days straight. He's gonna be so pissed that you woke up when he was gone.
Oh.
Eddie's eyes slide shut again, like there are weights attached to them. He blinks hard and forces them open again.
Okay. Is everyone...
Yeah, everyone's... Well, okay, Max is on crutches, and Carver, like, tried to kick Sinclair's ass, but he's just got a black eye. And Robin sprained her ankle, but... He breaks off and takes a deep, shuddering breath, raking his hair out of his face, with a hand not still holding Eddie's. He still hasn't let go. Everybody made it out alive.
Even me,
Eddie whispers. Steve's expression does something painful and complicated looking, and then he smiles.
Yeah, even you. Henderson is so pissed off at you, by the way.
Eddie huffs a thready laugh.
Figures. I should probably, let the doctors know you're awake.
Now he goes to disentangle his fingers from Eddie's. Eddie grabs for him. Or tries to, anyway. It ends up more of a pathetic sort of flopping movement. Steve stills.
Eddie?
His mouth feels clumsy, his head fuzzy. He doesn't know how to say, please just hold on a little longer, that was the only thing that felt real this whole time. He doesn't even know if it was Steve holding his hand this whole time. Probably not. But Steve is the one who's here now. Waiting here just so Eddie doesn't have to wake up alone.
Can you just stay for, like, a second, please?
Steve blinks at him for a moment. Then he lets out a soft noise, almost a laugh, and picks up Eddie's hand. He glances up as he does it, like he's monitoring for a reaction.
Okay,
he whispers, squeezing Eddie's palm between both of his. His hands are so warm.
Okay, just for a minute. Thank you,
Eddie mumbles. His eyelids are getting heavy again. The darkness is still there. Still cold. But now Eddie knows that he's got someone here to pull him back up. Yeah, Steve says quietly. And then, even quieter, I'm really glad you're still with us. Mm-hmm. Eddie manages. He closes his eyes and holds on. The end. Reader's notes. So I had a bunch of sick days, and I had planned to take a healthy sick day, a mental health sick day. And then you know what happened? I got a fucking head cold. I am full of so much snot. It's not the Rona, it's just annoying. And that's worse. So instead of using my blank, open, wide, free sick days to record for, say, ITPE, I was snotty and disgusting. So, this is at the tail end of sick day number 2, and I needed to do something because I'd planned to take these days. Thank you so much to Glorious Spoon for having blanket permission to Potvic and for giving us this really sweet moment of fix it. Fix it is good. I like it. thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.